countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Well, look who I've bumped into here at the Mart today. Listeners to the programme will be very familiar with the next two voices because they've been part of our lives on Countrywide over the last 18 months, telling us how they've been getting on during lockdown. And they're here today to sell cattle. I'm here with Catherine Quinn and her granddaughter and reporter for the programme, Hannah Quinn Mulligan. It's great to see you both.
Thank you very much, Damien. So great to see you and to meet you in person.
Yeah, and it's first time to meet you. It's lovely to see you, Catherine. And thanks for, I suppose, all your inputs into the show over the last 18 months during lockdown. But you're here today. We're a few minutes ahead of a sale of your cattle.
Yes, exactly. So we're hoping to sell some pedigree bulls ranging from 18 months down to about 12 months old.
Are you nervous, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming here since I was a child with Granny, and like Granny was the one who set up kind of having a private sale every year, so she's kind of gradually just handed over the paperwork side of it to me. So she does all...
More than the paperwork side, I'll tell you. She was up at Cock Road this morning bringing them in and... loading them up, I suppose, but it all went really well.
Did you sleep all right last night?
I did not sleep all that well, actually.
And what are you nervous about?
Nervous about prices, because like as Granny says, it's our annual sale, so there's a lot riding this on terms of our annual income, if you like. Like, we won't be devastated or anything, but it would be nice if it went well. You put so much effort into the bulls in preparing them and getting them ready that you do just want it to go well, so fingers crossed.
So was it a day of mixed emotion? On the one hand, you're happy to be making money, but on the other hand, it's sad to see
them. Oh, sad to see them go, because they're such pets and they're so... easygoing and friendly. You know, it is. You hope they go to a good home.
All right, I'm not going to hold you much longer because the sale is about to begin. So, the best of luck, and I'll have a quick chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Damien.
Thanks, Damien.
Thank you so much.
With a smattering of buyers around the ring and more online, Catherine and Hannah waited anxiously for their lot of six young bulls to enter the waiting pen beside the sales ring. That was their cue to enter the small box beside the auctioneer for the sale of their stock, where they would yay or nay the bids. After 15 minutes of bidding, all the cattle were sold.
So Hannah and Catherine, the sale has happened, took about 15 minutes. I'm not too sure how you got on. It's very difficult to know. Are you happy or are you sad?
15 minutes and a third of your farm income. It's amazing, isn't it, in 1 year? Very happy. Really happy. It was a bit of a sticky start. You can kind of see the buyers sizing each other up and who's got the money and who might not have the money. But, very, very happy. And I think lads are already heading. You can hear them there. I think lads are already heading off with some of their purchases. So it's fantastic.
Catherine, are you happy?
I am. And my bull made the most money. So I'm delighted out of a cow called Pilgrim. And she's my favourite cow. Yes.
And did you have a value on each of the animals going
in? Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you achieved the targets.
Near enough.
Yeah.
I mean, he made above what we were planning, if you like, or hoping for.
From where I was sitting, I got the impression that the first two animals, you weren't particularly happy. It was a bit sluggish.
The first one I was.
The first one. You said that's not for sale.
We were a bit downhearted. We thought we were going to be bringing the whole... I had visions of bringing the whole lot home that stage.
Yeah, see, but that's what always happens. I nearly feel sorry for the first animal that goes into the ring because that's like the warm-up animal, essentially, because all the buyers are sizing each other up. And so it doesn't really... I'm a bit annoyed about that because he was a really good quality animal. He had great bone structure. But yeah, they were sticky enough on him. But like Granny said, and like you said, they flew after that. Once they warmed up, they were fine.
Yeah. How important is the auctioneer in all of this? Because you're standing beside him, aren't you?
Oh, very important. Yeah. Very, very important. And And I think you need to have a bit of a rapport with the auctioneer, do you know?
I have to say, Nina Mart have always been fantastic, though. Mm-hmm. They really have, because with my job, I travel up and down the country as well, and Nina have always been very good, and very good to Granny. When she was coming here doing this by herself,
yes.
You know, they were always very good to her in the first place.
They were excellent, yeah, they are.
Is it a great relief, Catherine?
It is. We'll miss them now for a few days, but then after that, things... moved around and changed and settled down.
Yeah.
You know?
So they're young bulls.
Mm-hmm.
So who bought them, or where do you think they'll be going to now?
We'll miss them, but they won't miss us. Because essentially what they're going off to now is they're going off to a herd of cows, and probably in the springtime will be when they really get going, when they're really called into service then. So yeah, we'll miss them for a little while, but they definitely won't be missing us, which is great to see as well. And I always love as well when buyers come back to you and say that, oh, I bought a bull even like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and you know, I want to buy another bull off you now. That's always a really, really good feeling. And we had some of that there today as well.
Is there a bit of luck involved, Catherine? Because the bulls are ready for sale now. You can't be hanging on to them, really. So you just have to be lucky as well on
yes,
the day.
Yes, or you have to be lucky on the day, because if you bring them home, they're costing you more money.
Yeah.
You also have the problem that you know, they're getting to know themselves, as we say it, you know. And they sort of need to be with a herd as opposed to being together as a group. They start to maybe headbutt each other.
Yeah, they've got
things.
To that bachelor pad yes, stage, and yes, they're ready yes. to move
well,
on now.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'll let you go and collect your cheque.
Thanks very much.
And head home. And sure, I might see you later on.
Yeah, you'll have to call in for a cup of tea now.
I will, surely, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Brilliant.
We'll do that.
In. We'd love to see you.
Yeah. Put the kettle on there.
Yeah, I will. I was hoping to make you an apple pie over the open fire. Depends what time you call it.
I'll see you later on.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Thanks.